Good morning. Welcome to Asbury Methodist. Hope everyone is having a wonderful weekend now that it's dried out and the rain has stopped. A few announcements to get the day going before we have a wonderful program today. December 17th is the last day to order your Christmas poinsettias. To order, complete the bulletin insert and drop it in the offering plate. Our Magical Movies of Christmas series will continue on December the 23rd, next Sunday, and wrap up on Christmas Eve. Bring a friend to experience an Asbury Christmas. Asbury Children's Ministries is collecting hats, gloves, socks, and blankets, which will be given to our friends at Stone Soup Homeless Ministry on December the 23rd. Donations may be placed under the tree in the children's area. Christmas Eve candlelight services will be at 4, 7, and 11 p.m. on Monday the 24th. The 4 p.m. and 11 p.m. service will feature a 10-minute brass prelude. A nursery will be provided for the 4 and 7 p.m. services. A rose on the altar is in honor of Camden Allen Tachito, born of Katie and Channon Tachito, and to the proud grandparents of Mary and Tony Hilliard. So everyone be sure and give them a hand of fellowship. Look at the back of the bulletin for other announcements and activities going on at Asbury here during the week. And at this time, I would ask you to please stand and pass the peace of Christ. Please stand for the call to worship, which is printed in your bulletin, and remain standing for the opening hymn, page 250 in your hymnal, Once in Royal David City.
Thank you. from Isaiah 35, verses 1 and 2. The desert and the parched land will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it will burst into bloom. It will rejoice greatly and shout for joy. We light this candle as a symbol of Christ, who calls us to rejoice in God's goodness. For Jesus taught us to remain in the love, and that holy joy might be in us, and that our joy might be complete. Please join us in the congregation's prayer response. Almighty Father, thank you for the gift of joy which enters our hearts from the gift of your love. May your Holy Spirit stir in our lives the possibilities to experience the joy of life as we come to know better your Son, Jesus Christ, and share his joy with others. In his holy name we pray. Amen.
Lesson 1, a reading from Isaiah 9, 2, 6 through 7. The people walking in the darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. For us, a child is born. To us, a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 through 5 and verse 9. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed and that her sin has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand double all of her sins. A voice calling out in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground will become level, the rugged places a plain. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. You who bring good news to Zion, go up on a high mountain. You who bring good news to Jerusalem, lift up your voice with a shout, lift it up, do not be afraid. Say to the towns of Judah, here is your God.
Thank you.
Reading from the book of Matthew, chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you will give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife, but he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
Thank you.
chapter 1, verse 26 through 35, and verses 46 through 53. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled by his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with the God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked. "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come to you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty."
Yeah.
most gracious God, prepare our hearts and minds to receive your deep peace. Take from us all weariness of spirit. Hush the anxieties that shout in our minds. There is no place where you are not. You are here today with us. Emmanuel. Amen. Let us bless our morning offering. Loving Lord, we ask that you bless the tithes and offerings given this day. May they multiply through your love and through your grace. We ask this in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you.
A reading from Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place since Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register, so Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, where he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. Please remain seated and sing with us hymn 246, Joy to the World, verses 1 and 2. Verses 8 through 20. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Thank you.
reading from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi came from the east to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." Matthew chapter 2, verses 3 through 12. When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people, Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went out ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. Hymn number 254, "We Three Kings." The choir will sing verses 1 and 2. The congregation will join in singing with the choir on verses 3, 4, and 5.
We believe the Lord is our very near through clouds of fire.
John chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and through the world was made through, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Stand and join with us for hymn number 246, Joy to the World, verses 3 and 4. And please remain standing for the processional and remain standing for the blessing of God's people.
this is my prayer, that as we have praised God with song, we have lifted our hearts directly into his throne room. May we take the joy that he has placed in our hearts, the blessings that he has given us this day. Let us leave here and spread his good news to everyone that we meet. Amen.